We're now talking to Greg McElroy, radio star.
Oh, is Greg with us now? Former Jet quarterback, Alabama?
That's right.
Come on.
How you doing, Greg?
Hi, Greg.
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing? I'm having a better week this week than Ben McAdoo, I can tell you that much.
You definitely are.
You're having a better year than Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, no question about it.
I was listening to you this morning, Greg. Greg does at Sirius on the ESPNU channel. I heard you with the all-ball coach, Steve Spurrier, talking about the craziness of the coaching searches in college football now, which is almost taking attention away from the fact that there's a pretty good weekend of college football championship
games. Greg, before I say that, as a forever Jet fan, I remember one game you started. I think it was against the Cardinals. I think you guys won the game 7-6. Am I right about that?
I came off the bench against the Cardinals.
Oh, you were off the bench in that game? You played a lot in that game, though, didn't you?
Quite a bit, yeah. I want to say Mark had a tough outing early, so they threw me in there. I want to say it was, like, early second half.
Did you throw a touchdown pass? Didn't you throw a touchdown pass in that game for the only touchdown?
I did. Yeah, right. I did throw a touchdown pass in that game. That was a fun watch, boys. That was dynamic football.
You know what, though? You know what? Here's the way I look at it, though. You know, Greg, you won the game. All right? That's the bottom line.
Wins are hard to come by.
Yeah, I'm well-versed.
New York market currently knows.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, what did you think of the way...
right now in the Apple.
Yeah.
What did you think of the way that whole situation was handled with Eli Manning and the fact that this streak is ending at the hands of Geno Smith, basically?
It's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's awful. And the fact that McAdoo and Jerry Reese fight doing this. I mean, look, Eli Manning means more to that franchise and that organization and the people of New York than McAdoo or Jerry Reese ever could. I mean, Jerry Reese's career, and I've heard Francesa going off, by the way, one of the greatest rants ever.
Oh, yeah.
When he went off the other day. I mean, these guys, how can you do this? It's not like we don't know what we have in Geno Smith. And I like Geno. He's a nice guy, and he's no good backup. That's fine. But the guy played in the city, for crying out loud. We know exactly who he is. And you're going to try to tell us what he can give you? You're really going to try to sell us on that? Give me a break.
Well, that's why
Pat Mahomes as the backup, that's one thing. But Geno Smith, are you kidding me?
Well, Davis Webb is the guy that I think would have gone over better just to see what he's got. What did you think of Davis Webb, and what do you think he could be at the next level? Because I think we're going to see him eventually. I agree it should have been right to him, but I think we'll see him in the next couple of weeks. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I kind of like him. Now, coming from that offense, I have my concerns. You know, that offense, it takes a little while. I mean, even Jared Goff, who's much more talented than Davis Webb coming out of that Cal system. It took him a year to get situated, and as a rookie, it's hard to have success coming from that air raid style system because half-field reads, it doesn't translate real well. I think he's big enough, obviously. He checks the measurable boxes. I just have concerns as to whether or not he's able to really get through his progression fast enough to be successful against behind a leaky offensive line, and Leakey's putting it nicely. So I'd like to see what he has at some point. I just don't want to see it at the expense of Eli Manning.
Talking to
Eli should have started the next five games, and then, you know, then they can eventually move on to what Davis Webb has. But he's not a bad player. He's just a project player in my eyes.
Talking to Greg McElroy. Let's talk about the college football, because obviously this is championship game weekend in college football. It's going to determine who's going to be in the playoff. All right, right now, let's assume this, Greg. The SEC winner's in. The ACC winner is in. All right, if Oklahoma loses to TCU and if Ohio State beats Wisconsin, how do you see it playing out?
So if Oklahoma beats TCU, then Alabama can all but punch their ticket.
If TCU beats Oklahoma.
Yeah,
right, right.
Me. If TCU beats Oklahoma, Alabama's in. If Oklahoma wins, they're obviously in. They're currently sitting in the number three spot. And then the big question is whether or not, so let's just assume Oklahoma wins, they're a touchdown favorite. I think a lot of people feel like that's a pretty safe bet that Oklahoma's going to get the job done. Baker Mayfield and company have been on a mission this year. But if Ohio State beats Wisconsin, then the argument consists of, do you take Ohio State, who has two losses, one to Oklahoma and one by 31 points, to Iowa, a 7-5 Iowa team, or do you take Alabama, who's 11-1 with a loss on the road where they weren't really competitive? I mean, it was a pretty one-sided affair against Auburn last week. So I think the committee will likely put Ohio State in. They got burned last year by putting a one-loss non-Power 5 champion in Ohio State. And Ohio State that last year got beat 31-0 at the hands of Clemson. So I happen to think that they're going to take the conference championship route, knowing they got burned last year by a team that wasn't competitive.
And the funny thing is, it's the same team benefiting from the two situations. Right. Buckeyes being the non-champion that got in, and now potentially this year, if they can beat Wisconsin, and they are favored to beat them. I think last check, they favored by 6 or 7.
6.5.
And this time, they get the benefit of being a conference champion.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how that works. It's a wonderful thing to have the biggest fan base in college football. Because everyone falls a little victim to it. You look at Ohio State, they've been good for 2 decades. I mean, consistently good for a really long time. Alabama is a lot of the same. That's why it's such an interesting and fascinating dynamic is you have two of the great coaches in college football history, and Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. They're jockeying against each other, even though they're not playing against each other. So measuring the two teams against each other, Ohio State and Alabama, more often than not, are going to get the benefit of the doubt. It's just the way it works. When you have consistent success, people are going to view you in a little different light. If you're an upstart new program that hasn't really been around, like at TCU in 2014, when they were one of the best teams in the college football, they didn't get in the playoff because no one really knew what to expect from them. But you know what to expect from Urban Meyer coach team, and that's why they got the benefit of the doubt in 14 also. So it is. I mean, Ohio State's a big brand and obviously carries a lot of weight, and you trust their coaches. Have them ready to go come playoff time.
Is there any chance, Greg, that if Miami beats Clemson, that Clemson could still get in?
I don't see how. I mean, first of all, I don't think the committee wants to make a point to have two teams from the same conference. That's why I think Ohio State's probably going to get in over Alabama.
Right.
Two teams from one conference, that's tough to sell. It's really tough to sell. So I don't think that's a practice they want to really get started into. So I view it as an ACC, as a quarterfinal game. I mean, that's a quarterfinal game.
Right.
Winners in, losers out.
Right. No,
which makes sense. We're talking to Greg McElroy, former quarterback, Alabama, the New York Jets. Now he's a big-time talk show host on SiriusXM. Out of curiosity, I mean, I like the system right now. It's great that we have a playoff system and have four teams. I'm not in a rush to expand it, but I'm curious about – like a school like Central Florida, they're undefeated. I'm not saying they'd go out and beat, you know, a Clemson or beat an Oklahoma, but it would be kind of intriguing to see them thrown into the mix. How would they do, in your opinion, against one of these playoff teams if given the opportunity?
I think that they would struggle. If they played Clemson, I think they'd get worked pretty good. If they played Oklahoma, the scoreboard might burn on fire in the middle of the third quarter. So that would be entertaining nonetheless. But I don't think they'd fare real well because they're not good in the trenches, guys. I mean, it's just like the NFL. It's just like high school. I mean, having a great quarterback and a great wide receiver core is all well and good. But if you want to win championships, you better be good in the trenches. I mean, if you're average along the defensive and offensive line, you're going to struggle. And that's same for any level of football. And that's the case, I think, when it comes to Central Florida. Their quarterback's outstanding. He's by the way, he's 5'10", 170 pounds, and he's a stud, absolute stud. His name's Mackenzie Milton, a lot of fun to watch. They're just smaller, they're not as big, and they're pretty athletic, sure, but when you're giving away that much size to guys that are equal in athleticism, it probably would get a little ugly. I hate that it's set up the way it is for them. I feel bad for them. Knowing that even you can win all your games and you still can't get Chase the almighty fries, but it's part of it. And if they want to get into a Power 5 league, which there's been some hints of that, maybe getting the Big 12 if the Big 12 were to expand. It's a big undergraduate population. It's in Orlando. So if they want to compete for national championships, you got to join a Power 5 league. That's the only way that they can possibly get there.
Greg, JT Barrett is good to go on Saturday against Wisconsin?
That's what it sounds like. I have no reason to think that he won't play. Now, I do have reason to think he won't play well. I think Wisconsin's defense is
nasty, fellas.
I mean, they're good up front, and they're a lot better in the secondary than some people would probably like to imagine. But I think he might have a short leash, too. I mean, if he's not at 100%, the backup last week went and played okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So if Haskins goes in and becomes the guy, I'm not sure there's much of a drop-off there. If anything, J.T. Barrett – not just this year, but over the course of his career, man, he runs hot and cold. Very, very streaky and up and down.
We're talking to Greg McElroy. All right, this has a chance to be an epic NFL draft in this town because the Giants could be picking three and taking a quarterback. The Jets, yep. They've needed a quarterback for a million years. I could definitely see him trying to jump the Giants and maybe pick two from San Francisco. What are your opinions on Sam Darnold, the big three, really? And we'll get into Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, but Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, what are your opinions on these three guys?
Well, I think Rosen's pure, man. I'm a big fan of his. Just the way the ball comes out of his hand. Now, he's drawn some comparisons to Jay Cutler because of some of the antics. He's an outspoken kid. He definitely battles some things from a maturity standpoint, but none of those have really raised their ugly head this year. So I think as far as talent's concerned, he's the best thrower in the draft, and being the best thrower usually leads to success on the field. Felt like Mahomes was the best thrower last year. We'll see how he does when he eventually gets his shot there in Kansas City. So I think he would be the first overall pick. I feel pretty decent about that. Darnold has not had a good season. I wouldn't be shocked, guys, if he came back. I really wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's been rumors flying around. Well, he'll come back if Cleveland has the number one overall pick, et cetera. But I don't know, man. He's got kind of a long release. He's a good athlete. It's just, is he ready yet? You know, he's only a redshirt sophomore. I mean, this guy's young. So another year probably wouldn't do him a whole lot of problems because there are parts of his game he needs to address, especially decision-making, which from time to time can be somewhat alarming. Josh Allen's a guy I haven't studied yet. I've watched three games of his this year, but I'm going to watch every throw he makes. Every one of these quarterbacks come draft time, I'm trying to watch all their snaps. He's a talented thrower. He's a good athlete. He checks all those boxes.
Is Greg still? Greg, you still with us?
This year, from time to time.
All right, Greg McElroy, of course, talking college football with him. All right, Lamar Jackson intrigues the hell out of me. He won the Heisman Trophy last year. He's putting up stupid. I know Louisville hasn't been as good this year, but he's putting up ridiculous numbers. Why would we not look at him as an NFL quarterback?
I think people that are trying to put him in a box and say he can't transition, he can't play at the next level, I think it's crazy. I think this kid is ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Now, is he polished? No. Does he need a year or two? Probably. But I'll roll the dice with that dude any day of the week. Any day of the week. And I would be surprised if he lasted past 15. I mean, if he falls to the bottom half of the first round, I'd be surprised. There's too many tools that he has that are intriguing. Now, he's a little light. He's probably 195 pounds. At 6'4", so he can gain some weight for sure. Even though he's tried to do that, it's been a bit unsuccessful. He needs to work on the consistent accuracy throwing from the pocket. But, guys, he's made huge strides in that department this year. He's such a better thrower this year than he was a year ago, so it makes me think that it's in there. It just needs to come out to the forefront. So, guys, I'd roll the dice with that kid. He's explosive. Wow. He's electric with the ball in his hands. And if you have problems along the offensive line, which how many teams in the
everybody.
NFL do now?
Yeah. Everybody.
Mostly everybody.
Everybody's
yeah.
got problems.
Right.
So there's a reason why only two or three offensive linemen are going in the first round every year because offensive linemen in college stink now compared to where they once were.
Right.
And O-line in the NFL is struggling as a result. So give me an athlete back there, man. And another guy to take a look at is Baker Mayfield.
Right,
he's intriguing too, can throw it.
Well, are you concerned at all? I know we have Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, but does the height concern you at all or no?
No, not too much. I mean, is it ideal? No. But he's a full 6'5". I mean, it's not like he's 5'10". You know, it doesn't bother me too much. I think he does enough from the pocket, and there's enough tape of him being pretty decisive on throws over the middle. I wish he was 6'4", and if he was 6'4", he'd go in the top five. But he's 6'5", so maybe you get a bargain on him. You get him around 25. I mean, it's not like it's. I think he's going to go in the first round. Someone's going to fall in love with him. Someone's going to say, "Hey, we'll take a chance on this kid," and they'll probably be rewarded as a result. He's got the tools, and his arm's a lot better than one would suggest, just looking at the size and the offense that he runs. So I'm really intrigued by the kid. I'm so hot and cold on him. there'll be one game where I'll put it on. I'll say, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be a star at the next level. And then the next game I'll say, this guy's going to get killed at the next level. But there's way more good moments than there are bad moments. So it's just all in how you want to craft the offense around him.
You know, it's interesting. So you feel that, again, because I'm a Jet fan. We're both Jet fans, okay? And the Jets are probably going to be in the top 10 when all is said and done, somewhere around there. You feel that Mayfield and Jackson will be there for the Jets without even trading, having to make a trade?
Probably. I think five quarterbacks should go in the first round, guys. I really
okay.
do.
Okay.
I mean, the three that we talked about, the big three, and then Mayfield and Jackson, it's going to be one of those teams, in the back, in the top of the second round, and say, hey, we want to get that fifth-year option on the kid by drafting them in the first. They'll slide back into the 20s. So, yeah, the Jets will have their pick. Whether they want to do that, slide into the 20s using one of their second rounders or something, or if they want to get a guy, where are they going to be, around 8, you think?
They'll probably be in the top 10 somewhere. You know, I think they're 7 or 8 right now. What are they, 8, 9s now?
8 right now.
Right now.
Giants are 3,
Jets
are
8. I don't think they're going to need to pull the trigger to get up that high. It's just, value. The Jets have some needs now. Do you want to go quarterback that early if you have needs elsewhere? Do you reach on a quarterback at 8, or do you see if you can't snag one at 28 by moving back into the first round?
Interesting. Yeah, okay, before I let you go, Greg, who wins the national championship in your mind?
I think Clemson's going to win it.
You do?
I really do.
Wow. Really?
I do. I look at their defense, I'm telling you, they're playing well. I think Clemson and Oklahoma are the two best teams right now.
Wow.
So I know Auburn's played really well of late. We're going to learn quite a bit about them this weekend playing against Georgia again.
Is the running back going to play? Johnson, is he going to play? Because he got banged up last week.
He's going to play. That's my concern, though. I mean, he's banged up. He's got the shoulder. And you guys know shoulders, man. I mean, it's not like you can just roll out of bed one day and all of a sudden you're better. Shoulders take weeks to get better. So I'm a little concerned about his health and availability this week. If he's not available, they're in trouble.
That's a big blow, sure.
Yeah, that hurts him. Yep.
Huge blow.
Yep.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Greg.
You got it, fellas.
Greg McElroy, you can watch him on the SEC Network, host a radio show on Sirius XM as well.